Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's a gloomy day. It's a Friday in New York City. ESPN Studios, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Week 10 of the NFL underway, and we've got lots to get to you, to get to with you, including, of course, a game last night. Did opportunities slip out of the hands of the Atlanta Falcons, and what does it all mean now for Tom Brady and the Bucs, who play in Germany this weekend? Think about that. And what a story behind just that game alone and what it could mean for Tom Brady beyond what it means for the Bucs and everything else. It's the Bucs and the Seahawks from Munich, where Bayern Munich plays. They got the football field there, and it's like 800,000 people were on a waiting list just to watch that game. So it just shows you the reach of the NFL. What impact could it have for Tom Brady if they can get on the winning side of things just in the division alone? The door remained open. The Falcons... That's a kind of performance in the rain. It's Thursday night. That is the typical Thursday night kind of performance where it's like your team needs to win and you're watching that as a Falcons fan and you're in Carolina. Carolina, where are they going? They're going nowhere. They fired their coach. They traded all their good players away. They've been playing better, but still. Like, that's one of those games that if you're a fan, like, you just like tear up your stuff and throw it in the air and just say, what the hell am I doing? Now, Bart Scott is heading in right now. He kicked the door open after finishing up at First Take.
What's up, Dunstan?
What's happening?
Oh, man.
You feeling good? Left the door open. That's all right. Just leave the door wide open. That's fine. Don't worry about that. Just let all,
you
know, let all the paid-for air right out of the room. Don't worry about that. We got the air on now. And I like the tie, by the way.
He said, doing it here. Breathing up all the white man's hair.
I did not say that. I just meant like that was the thing I always got when you left the door open. It's like we got the air on.
Yeah, yeah.
We're paying for this
like,
air.
Damn, Grandma, how am I supposed to get in here? Come through the doggy door?
Hurry up and close the door. Yeah,
but all my hair out.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As Bart gets settled in, we'll let you be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one fans deserve. Chris Kennedy didn't follow you down the hallway?
I look like he went to do some more work, man. It's never not working.
Yeah.
I told him, man, ain't it your birthday week?
Well, his birthday. I'm sure this weekend he's probably doing something special.
But you know, a lot of people like... You know, they take their birthday really seriously. Like, I don't really take my birthday that serious. I just appreciate, you know, mm-hmm. thanks for the day.
Right.
You know, but some people, like Oprah does it for a whole month.
Well, once again.
Yeah, that's big old.
You got to think about the level that you're at when you're discussing.
But there's a lot of people that's not Oprah that do the same thing. And they use Oprah as an example.
Yeah, that's right. But some people are just into that. You know, I'm in people that are into themselves and like to celebrate things. That's great. Me, I'm like, I don't like attention.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, cool. Like, my birthday, say happy birthday, and we move on.
And then we Gucci.
Yeah. We Gucci.
So that was not a good birthday present for Chris Canty yesterday with that game. That game was – Marcus Mariota looked like – did you see him throw a hook shot on his back?
Yeah, that one was
– like, what?
That's when you're wondering, what are you thinking? But he was desperate at that point, and he was probably hoping a miracle could happen.
I know Amazon was hoping, last drive, quarterback – heroic moment. We just saw Tom Brady yesterday.
Nah.
Man, he didn't get past the 20. Like, damn, you couldn't even pick up a first
down.
That
game was such, I was just saying it before you came in, that was such a typical Thursday the rain against a team that's got nothing to play for, and you're going in as the, if I'm a Falcons fan, like, I need to hear from Harry Douglas. Where's Dougie? Because, like, that's one of those games that you're just like, if you had like a sign, we believe, just tear it up and throw it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you
I
know
don't
what?
Believe in a damn thing after
I don't,
that.
I don't care if Tampa loses to Seattle. You know how
hell
ugly that is? This division, man, this is almost where you have to go to the seeding. Like, man, there's no way. they're going to have somebody win six games like or
does,
seven games.
Does anybody want this division? Well, we'll find out because, as I mentioned – well, first and foremost, let's just get to the other point that you mentioned is Marcus Mariota, who, when we've talked about the quarterbacks that have been on the move this offseason, there were many. He was the one guy that was actually playing well.
Yeah, not anymore. That's over. That's over. That's over.
Barbecue chicken.
You are what we thought they are.
Well, their offensive line had a lot to do with it. I mean, he was sacked five times. He was under pressure a ton. When he was under pressure, his performance was notably bad. There it is right there on the screen for those watching on the ESPN app. His completion percentage when he's pressured was 56. His passing yards was 42. The QBR was 5. When he was not pressured, completion percentage was 67. Man. 144 yards, 2 touchdowns, and his QBR goes from 5 to 87. So it's a stark difference. So
they should have went to the Georgia Tech offense. Straight triple option. I wouldn't even attempt
at that point.
What
other options do they have there in Atlanta? They really don't. And Arthur Smith, the head coach, who has done a really good job this year, was asked.
I take all that back.
If he thought about making a change at quarterback.
I know those are the popular narratives right out there. Those are the easy questions to ask. As a whole football team, we got to do a better job. Start with myself. So we look every week to make sure that we got the right guys in the right spots. And, like I said, we got to protect better. We got to play the run better. You know, Chicago's going to come in here and try to run it 500 times, and so we'll get a lot of work ahead of us.
Tell you what, that sounds like a Chicago Bears fan talking.
Right.
I haven't heard Arthur Smith talk that much before. We got to protect better.
Yeah. Sound like Nico.
And we played the Bears. Yeah. He sounded like Nico, like doing that Chicago Bears fan. That was actually kind of funny.
I just, you know, you talk about at what point. I mean, it's crazy, right? Because at what are they, 4 wins, they're right there.
They were.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, they're right there, and, like, do you make the decision? Because making the playoffs or winning a division, I don't care how bad it is, it's still a big deal.
Winning your division is still winning your division.
Yeah, you get a batter.
Thank you. And if you're the Falcons, after what they've been through?
I'm sure they won't put, like, the record. They'll just put you had a divisional championship that you put the record up there you won it.
Right. 12-4. Yeah. Right, division champs. This is like, 7-9. Yeah, I'm not gonna put 7-9 on there.
Division champs.
Division champs. That's it. Put up a thumb. Exactly. Put up the thumbs up emoji and leave it at that. But like you see right there, the standings, if the Saints beat the Steelers, which they could do, all of a sudden the Falcons sign themselves in a dogfight. If the Bucs lose to Seattle, think about it. Look at this division.
I mean, Baker Mayfield's like, give me a chance, coach. I can win a division. Like, add it to my resume.
We're all set.
Like, being an idiot yesterday. He would have did that. I would have headbutted him for real. Like, man, get out of here, man. Like, we're trying to make it about you.
So I find now this game in Germany with the Seahawks and the Bucks to be, I mean, that's actually a compelling game. Are these, these NFL Europe games compelling. That's a compelling game.
It's a good matchup.
For many reasons.
And they put that game, don't put Seattle and Buccaneers even before you didn't know that, Russell Wilson was going to not be there.
Yeah.
Right? You don't put that game there unless you're really trying to advertise the game.
Well, you also didn't know you didn't know that Brady was going to be there.
Yeah, but
Brady was supposed to have retired.
No, by the time they made the schedule.
I thought they already knew they were going.
Yeah, but I think by the time they made the schedule, I think they're trying to put more competitive games over there. And this is a big game,
mm-hmm.
and you hear the reports that it was 3 million requests for tickets.
There were 8. The I was saying this before. The waiting list was 800,000. Only 70,000 fit in the stadium.
Yeah.
And there were 800,000 people that were willing to at least be waitlisted because that's what they wanted.
And remember, the brand of football is big in Germany, a lot more than even in London. Remember, NFL Europe used to be over in Germany. Yeah. They used to have football mm-hmm. teams over there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an appetite for our product. And the better product we put over there, the league can flourish. Eventually, I think they'll try and find a way to put Jacksonville over there. And when they expand a little bit and figure out a way – because it used to be you used to get a bye when you flew there and played. Now they're just letting you fly there and come back, and you still may have a game the next week. So I think this experiment is going well. Hopefully, the game lives up to expectations. But all of a sudden, this is a huge game. And it's still a huge game as well for Seattle because they have to try and continue to create separation
mm-hmm.
from the fact that the 49ers are going to be coming in the second half.
Well, they're going to be the subject of something we're going to play in a couple of minutes here. We call Prove It or Lose It. And they're going to be one of those teams maybe this week. There's a couple of teams we think this week are in a Prove It or Lose It situation. So we'll get to that in a moment. Again, we have your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You're right. Yeah, Brady came out of retirement in March. And then they scheduled the game. So Brett Gosper, who's the head of NFL Europe in the UK, said that the game would have always been highly subscribed, highly sought after, because it's historic. They've never played an NFL a regular season right. NFL game in Germany. But he said, obviously, with Tom Brady there, it puts the icing on the cake. His own presence, and everyone in Germany knows who Tom Brady is. He transcends the sport. So anyone who does that, pulls in an audience from outside your avid traditional fan and creates new fandom, and he's done that brilliantly. And Bart, let's forget about what it means for the Bucks. Let's forget about just the football aspect. How big of a game is this for Tom Brady, brand Tom Brady, TB12 Tom Brady, to you know, become an international? Like in the U.S., he's an icon, right? We know this. He's a sports icon.
Yeah.
But internationally, he might be known. But go there, light it up, have your team win, kind of, you know, flash that smile, be that Tom Brady. How big is this just personally for him?
Well, I remember, you know, listening to an interview about Michael Jordan about why when he went to games, he always had a suit on and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And why he was dressed to the nines. And he said it was because it could be somebody's first time ever encountering him, and he wanted to live up to the expectations and the myth of what they believed he was, a giant, right? Yep. And so he was always made sure that he was dressed to the nines going out, never was out there in something really casual or anything like that. And so I take that advice for great players and how they think and look at Tom Brady. This may be the first time and maybe last time that any of these people have ever seen him play in person.
Right.
And he wants to live up to the expectation. He probably wants to have the psycho time moments. He wants to have those defining moments. He wants to have those, you know, iconic type of memories because those are, you know, your fans or non-fans are your customers too. And Tom Brady's selling a lot. He's selling TB12. You know, he's selling brands, right? He's selling ideas. He has companies. And if you go over there and you put on a show, then they're going to become your customers and become inspired. Maybe some young kid that never listened to his dad. Like, just imagine how many more fans Michael Jordan got, not just because of the shoes,
well, the Olympics.
Because of the Last Dance.
Well, that too. But the next generation.
To your future customers and consumers, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and that's the NFL's reach and why this attempt to just continue to play in Europe. It's the consistency of being there. London, obviously, has become a big spot. And now doing this in Germany, where the sport, when it was NFL Europe, was actually pretty popular.
Yeah.
It's the idea of just keep having a presence here and eventually it'll grow. So I just felt like this game for Brady goes beyond football. This game is a big game for him on many levels.
It's a game, too. Like, this convinces itself that Brady may still have a little magic left.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how much pixie dust you need to beat the Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers and the New Orleans Saints for the division, especially this year.
Yeah.
But it can really maybe start something. I don't think they have a chance. But, you know, whenever you have a defense, they got the defensive talent. And if they can make Geno have to beat them, let's see if Geno is – really, or does he revert, right, when he struggles?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this new Geno for real?
Yeah, and that's the part, of course, the conversation that we'll have coming up here in just a couple of minutes, because Geno is somebody that I feel like is in one of those prove-it-or-lose-it situations, him and the Seahawks in a game like this, and certainly some others. So what other teams are in prove-it mode this weekend? We'll get to that after I tell you about LinkedIn. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Creating a free job post to LinkedIn Jobs is simple, easy, takes just minutes. Then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile. Spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience. You can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Bart. That's LinkedIn.com/Bart to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Ain't that something?
Oh, Mattress Mac?
Picking up his money in a wheelbarrow.
All right, let's explain that as we reset. It's Bart and Hunt, Alan Hunt, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm so happy. So
tell everybody what you're showing here.
So
right now, he just showed it to me while I was doing that read, and so I'm thinking I'm not getting paid for this read.
Mattress
like
King,
that.
Mattress King, famous Houston Astros baseball fan,
right? Mattress Mac
will put $10 million on the Astros to win and receive the largest payout in sports betting history $75 million. Mm-hmm. Picked up his money
How
in a wheelbarrow.
He told them, don't give me no, I don't want it wired nowhere. Give me cash.
Straight cash.
Straight cash, homie. Straight cash, homie. Then this dude picked it up in a wheelbarrow, took it out the trunk of his car.
He's like, and it's old.
In, yo,
like,
it's in plastic. The money almost made him fall. He like Scrooge McDuck right now.
Like anybody that's ever done yard work, if you've ever had a wheelbarrow that was overfilled.
It'd be shaking.
And you're teetering. Like doing this and you know it's just going to spill any minute. That's what it looked like when he was picking up his money.
He picked it up.
He literally was like wobbling left and right. Like it's all going to just tumble out of this thing in a minute.
I can't believe that they paid this man in cash.
That he, well. Yeah.
Like, you couldn't have wired, like, no, he like, no, wire, like, no, no, I want to see this. I'm going to put it in as I see fit. I'm going to make a mattress
I'm putting
out of my money.
Right, I'm putting it in the mattress. That's where this is going.
Yo, he picked it. How much space does $75 million pick up in cash?
We just saw it in a wheelbarrow. A regular backyard wheelbarrow. That's how much 75. Like, if you were going to fill your wheelbarrow with, let's say, mulch.
I don't think that was it.
Fill it with mulch. That's how much money, cash, was stacked up. And I don't even know what the denominations were. Like, what was
that
it?
That had to be 50s, hundreds. No, like, had to be hundreds. I would have said, give me $3 million in one. I got to have some fun with that. Give me $25 million in hundreds.
I mean, that's, you know, seriously. You at least the ones, just for that moment. Just so you can just throw in the air.
Oh, somebody, guess what? Whoever showed up for work today, free scholarships. It's going to rain today, baby. It ain't going to rain. I make it tsunami.
Now, everybody gets a free mattress, too. Isn't that part of the deal? Wasn't there some kind of free mattress thing that comes with it?
I don't know. It should be a cap on that. I don't know what I'm saying. I ain't going to get $75 million and give away $5 million in mattresses.
$5 million in mattresses. Whatever it is, we just saw it. That was hysterical. And it was late at night, too. It looked like it was dark.
Yeah, like, yo.
I'd rather do that in broad daylight.
Yeah, where's the apps? Ops. No, they'll come up to you in broad daylight. They come up to you in restaurants and I'd say, run it, homie.
So you're telling me that you would do what he did and do it at night?
Yeah, I want to do it like
dark at night.
I want to sneak in. You know what I mean?
I want to be able to see. Like, he was at an airport, right?
Yeah,
probably. I want to be able to have full vision, peripheral.
See, I don't want everybody to see, like, oh, that's the Magic King. And then they start following me and you don't know who followed me.
Listen, you think people don't know 75? Like, everybody knows that he won it. Everybody knows he's getting it.
Please do not take my pocket change.
No doubt. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN,
888-729-3776.
Tom's in Illinois. I just want to take this quick because he wants to talk about this. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, so I was just, that Mattress Mac guy is brilliant. Why wouldn't you pick it up in cash? Because every media outlet will cover you, and then more people are going to show up at his store to buy a mattress. And the guy is just brilliant marketing guy who has just big, big guts to make that bet.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's not the first time he's done it because he's lost for like 4 years on this. He's lost in the Super Bowl. He's lost millions.
Did he break even?
Yeah, he's probably lost about $20 million betting.
So he flew. This is I'm reading this in the Houston Chronicle. He flew. Now, the Chronicle probably won't let me read it now. Of course you won't.
You got to subscribe.
Are you kidding me, man?
You got to
like
read
I'm
it fast.
On your site, man.
Hey, everybody.
Damn.
Listen, everybody out there has done this. They try to hurry up and read something before it come up.
I'm reading it as fast as
I can. You
read
it fast. And it didn't shut you out.
I'm like speed reading it. So he went to Vegas to go to Caesars. That's where he bet.
Oh.
So that's why it was the way it was. Like
so he had to fly back.
Did he put it like
it's just like Ocean's 11 when Mr. Zarger was coming with his ruby or his emerald?
I get it.
Mr. Zarger would like to
store his
stone.
Like, it's 99 cents for 6 months. So, like, you would think, I'll just drop 99 cents to read this story.
Nope.
It's like, no, because you know how long it takes me now to have to fill out everything, and I would give you my personal information.
Because really, they want to buy your information. So they
no
can
commitment.
Sell
cancel any time.
Yeah, but they're going to sell your email to people. No, that's hilarious.
All right, anyways, well, you told the story. That's what matters. And, of course, as the caller said, he's brilliant because he's right. We're all talking about it.
But I bet I come in there and you don't give me pre-approved for credit. You got it, Mattress King. Pre-approve me for a mattress, man. Got my kid sitting up here with him on a pissy mattress.
Yeah, I'd like to see what else he does with that money. But let's do this real quick because we got a lot to talk about. Obviously, today it's week 10. We have calls with you at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But we got games this weekend, Bart, in week 10, and we got some prove it or lose it going on. So I'm going to give you a couple of scenarios, and I want you to tell me if this team has something to prove it or lose it. Let us begin with the New York Football Giants, who are off a bye.
Yep.
And they're playing the Houston Texans. And remember, I found it interesting that remember Joe Shane said with Daniel Jones, well, if we're going to give him an extension, it would probably be like happen now during the bye week. Well, bye week's over, no extension.
Meh.
So maybe they're not all in.
Well, you still got the starter. Oh, no, you're right. They were already practicing all week.
What do you mean? Yeah, I mean, no, right, I don't. Right. If they were going to do it, it was going to happen beforehand. So bottom line is this. Do the Giants, are they still improve it or lose it mode?
Yeah, they're absolutely in improve it mode because we're waiting for that shoe to fall off. We know they still have to play the Cowboys. They still have to play Philly. They may have to play Philadelphia twice. I don't think they've played Philly yet. So you talk about, you know, that can be three losses right there. They can't afford to have any losses if they want to sneak in because two teams in their division are pretty much should be almost a lock because Dallas has already beaten them early. And don't sleep on this Houston team that's going to be getting Brandon Cooks back.
Yeah.
Last week, unhappy one, but still. Last week, they were pushing Philadelphia, right, on the brink. It was right there. It wasn't a blowout that we anticipated to be. Mm-hmm. So don't let it get it twisted, man. That's this young kid, Pierce, can run that football.
Let's go through these quick. So, yes, they play the Giants. They're at home, and they're favored by 4.5. Now, they've got the Lions next, and then it's Cowboys. It's a lot of division. Anybody. Cowboys, Commanders, Eagles, Commanders, then Vikings, Colts. Then they finish the season again in Philly against the Eagles, like you pointed out. So for the Giants, still a lot to prove. More prove it or lose it. How about the Vikings? They play the Bills.
Yeah.
They, you know, are they proving that they are a true contender?
They were handpicked.
I am real champion.
They were handpicked.
Right. So Josh Allen, we don't know, you know, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? But what level of, you know, what percentage of strength is he at with that elbow? So are the Vikings in prove it or lose it mode this weekend?
Yeah, like you talk about Rocky III, right? They were all handpicked, right? They played three backup quarterbacks. If they play Case Keenum, they'll be their fourth backup quarterback that they've played this year.
Good point.
So that's a lot of credit to how they have victories. They've been in dogfights in every game. It's not like they've blown the doors off of anybody.
Yeah.
So this Buffalo team would be the best team that they faced by far since they faced the Philadelphia Eagles in week two, and they dog drug them. Right, so absolutely, this is proven for them, and they know Case Keenum pretty well. And guess what? They know what Case Keenum and Stephon Diggs can do together. Well, guess what? They're not on Minnesota anymore together. Uh-huh. They're on the Buffalo Bills.
Well, let's see what happens there. Now, again, the Vikings look like they could run away with that division. Next up, let's get one more here, and then we'll ask you at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, if you have a team that you feel like is in prove-it-or-lose-it mode. The last one I'm bringing up is the 49ers.
Mm.
Because they play the Chargers. They're laying 7. They're a favorite in this thing. The Chargers are all banged up and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, they still are 500. Like, we're still trying to figure out what are you, right? And you keep feeling like they're eventually going to emerge in that division.
Yeah.
So
even if they lose this one, listen, they're improving.
All right, so they're not improving or lose it mode
yet. Yeah. And I think we can ask the same question about the other team that their opponent, because we need to figure out who they really are.
Well, they can use the excuse of all the injuries that they have.
No. Everybody has injuries. The Jets have 4 significant ones right now. We're talking about Josh Allen not being there. We're talking about Poirier and Hyde for the Buffalo Bills. We can't make those type of excuses anymore because you're supposed to be more than just one or two players on their team. They still have all pro caliber teams. Derwin James, they still got Khalil Mack. They're going to get Joey Bosa back. So they can't make those excuses. They have Williams. They have Keenan Allen. No, we don't want to hear none of that. So both of these teams are improving. Prove it or lose it. Yeah, prove it or lose it.
The idea is this. Prove it that you are a contender, or if you lose this game, you're going to lose contender status because we're not going to believe in you anymore.
Kick rocks.
All right, that's where we're at. So if we're missing anyone, you tell us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let us know what you're watching this weekend. It could even be a player. You know what? Prove it or lose it with that player. Whatever it is, that's what we're playing today on a Football Friday. We are also looking at maybe another matchup that is a prove it or lose it matchup, because one coach is returning to a place where he won a title, where there's a street named after him.
Ooh.
And it is a perfect time, if you ask him, to return home. We will discuss that. By the way, remember when we had him fired before the season started? Big game this weekend in Green Bay. We'll discuss. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn presented by Progressive Insurance. As we're going through Prove It or Lose It, we got week 10, we got some games, and we got some good ones. And I'm watching, I guess it was SportsCenter, Rob Domofsky, who covers the Packers for ESPN, is doing his stand-up from Lambeau Field. He chose to do it in front of the cross streets of Holmgren Way and Mike McCarthy Way.
Of course.
Which is like would maybe say like well, first of all brilliant by Rob Domofsky,
yeah.
But also in my mind I'm like, man, they named the street outside that stadium for Mike McCarthy.
And the crazy thing is
the prodigal son has returned.
And the crazy thing is like you think about Aaron Rodgers and how he's giving him all these flowers and how, bro, you the one got me fired. All of a sudden they keep in contact and they text, like, come on, son, you can't make this up. You got me fired, man. Fired.
I'm wondering, though, with Mike McCarthy, you know, you're coming back, but you're coming back with a 6-2 record, with a team that's, you know, been playing, you know, playing well.
But remember, you still lost to this team in the playoffs last year.
No, I what I'm saying, though, is like, if there's ever a time to kind of have that. Look, we thought who's on the hottest seat? We thought it was him.
Yeah.
You know, get off to a bad start. You can hear the rumblings. You know, would Jerry make a move during the season? Sean Payton's out there. Yeah. Like we had all these scenarios.
I had him fired.
Dan Quinn, you had him fired. We did talk about it, but he's going nowhere right now, other than obviously looking like the postseason and trying to put some pressure on the Eagles as well. But for Mike McCarthy, this return to Lambeau with the Packers, you know, losing 5 in a row, looking like a mess for him. You know, there's got to be some emotion, right?
What I miss most?
Yeah.
I think it's like anything, the people. And that's why I think it's been such a great transition for our family, because our kids, obviously born there, raised there, but to come here in this experience, because, I mean, a lifestyle in Dallas, Texas is incredible. I mean, this has been an incredible, incredible opportunity for us as a family. But, you know,
you like that.
Oh, that's funny.
You hear him laugh?
He basically said it was no way up from the lifestyle.
You like that part. Now, of course, along with this game, the matchup and everything else is where the Cowboys are right now. And you, of course, have, you know, yesterday our conversation about Dak Prescott has continued into today and where you just feel, man, like where he is.
Nico swaggerjacked me, too. He did the draft on the thing.
They
like,
did,
come on, Nico.
They did the draft on KJM. That's how good our draft was. They decided to borrow it on the morning show, which once again, Bart and Hahn providing content for KJM. You're welcome. It's been a routine.
And then Keyshawn tripped me out trying to act like he was like, oh, I'll take him fifth. Like, Keyshawn, stop. Stop.
Even I would probably say fifth is a lot.
Like, come on, stop.
I mean, think about it. When we did it yesterday, right, how far do we go with five? Mahomes, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson.
Like, stop it.
That's your five.
You can go.
I guess if you said you'd rather take him than Aaron Rodgers.
Nobody's saying Herbert. Like, stop it.
Yeah, no. But Tad Prescott, of course, was seeing you on First Take this morning. And Tad, the brother of Dak, who tweets often.
Yes, I'm sure.
He couldn't. His Twitter fingers couldn't stop. He had had enough. After yesterday on Get Up, today on First Take, yesterday on our show, he had enough. His tweet was, I can't tell if Bart Scott has a problem with the Cowboys or if he has some beef with Dak because every day he has something negative to say about both.
I just said he wasn't top 10. How's that negative? It's nothing. So I'm disrespecting everybody that's 22 other people I'm just crapping on.
Well, you're finding reasons.
I just said he's not top 10, and Jalen Hurts has passed him.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he was in front of Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. I think most execs would say, man, I would take Dak Prescott before I take Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts got his Amari Cooper. He got his CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he looks better and more dynamic of a football player than Dak Prescott.
Better runner, you said, right?
He's a better athlete. He's a better runner. And you fear, I would fear him more.
Now, it's interesting you say all that stuff, too, in the comparison to Jalen Hurts, who obviously is the Eagles quarterback.
Basically, body doubles. It's almost like if Dak Prescott went on a diet for like 15 days and stopped eating the yogurt.
So you heard from Tad Prescott. But how about a Hall of Fame Super Bowl winning coach who had a very interesting take about where the Cowboys are right now and what he sees in the Eagles?
What you got, Jimmy?
Wait till you hear this take. Coming up next, also with your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. All that and more coming up. But first, Bart, before you take a bite of that muffin, tell us about Vivid Seats.
You know I was about to take a bite of that.
I know. I wanted to stop you.
It's 11 on 11, and Vivid Seats is making wishes come true. Our favorite ticket app is giving away $5,000 in free tickets today.
It's 11-11, meaning November 11th.
Yeah.
You said it's 11 on 11.
Okay. It's 11-11.
It's 11-11. Right. It's November 11th. promotion is to
celebrate that. When you buy 10 tickets, you'll get the 11th one free.
There you go.
Thanks to Vivid Seats Rewards. Head over to Vivid Seats Twitter account and at twitter.com/VividSeats for a chance to win. They're picking a winner at 11:11 p.m.
See how it all comes together
tonight.
Now?
Tonight. So don't delay. Mm-hmm. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Visit vividseats.com/rewards for reward program terms and conditions.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Han.
This was a great, I have to admit, this was a great album because it was a different sound. Yeah. It kind of went back to that, that. What would you call it? Is that funk, like the 70s sound?
Like some Bootsy Collins, some P-Funk.
But that's what, and
George Clinton.
Now, who produced this one?
I think Dre.
This was Dre?
I think so.
Because it changed the sound. It was a totally different sound, but it had like a cool vibe to it.
You know, Dre was in like a singing group back in the day before he got thugged out. He was wearing Silhouette.
Weren't they like
Sequence?
Was it like Tupac was a background dancer for like Jodeci? Wasn't that true?
Well, I know he
wasn't that true?
I know he went to theology school in Baltimore, and he was with Digital Underground. He was kind of behind them. It's crazy.
I thought at one point he was like a.
Oh, that would have been funny,
right? Now somebody got to Google that now and tell me I'm wrong. But I could swear, like, it's amazing though what you do have to do to come up.
Yeah,
like I got to get in the door. What's it going to take? Puffy, what job's Puff, open? I'll
Puffy
do it.
Puffy was a background dancer for Heavy D back in the day.
Whatever it takes.
Ready.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Before we get to your calls, I do want to pay off what I was telling you about. Now, Bart, not 100% believing in Dak Prescott as a top 10 quarterback, or I should say definitely not believing in it. And, you know, the Cowboys have been pretty good this year. And you roll – yeah, see, you do that right away. Man, they're 6-2. Yeah, like, so, the minute you make that face, I'm like, they have had a good start to the season.
Saw the Giants.
And they've gotten through an injury with Dak, and he is now back, and their defense is great, and they could be really good. You're right. So have the Giants.
Defense is great. Stretch.
Let's see. What does Jimmy Johnson think of where the Cowboys are right now and how they compare to the Eagles, who look like that best team? I mean, they're
meh. Eagles are a little vulnerable,
they
but
haven't lost yet.
They're a little vulnerable, but
they're 8-0. They haven't lost yet. Mm-hmm. They have a great defense. They have an offense that's clicking. They are doing better than any team in the league right now. So listen to Jimmy Johnson about this, because maybe he kind of feels the same way you do. Hey, Jimmy, how about them Cowboys?
This is the best Cowboys team that I've seen. I'm still not 100% sold on Philadelphia, but you know, the NFC's down. I think the Cowboys have as good a shot, in fact, a better shot than most anybody there.
But why do you stop? Why do you stop? He said,
this didn't stop. That's the end of the cut.
No. This is the best Cowboys team I've seen. He ain't say since.
Well, I mean, you don't have to finish that.
Yeah, you do, because since when? It's been a long time since the 90s, so since when? What does this team remind you of?
You're trying to like give me a time frame?
Right, because he couldn't find a team where it was a team that they reminded him of, because another team hadn't done nothing.
I think he wanted to stop short of saying since I was there. He probably didn't want to put that out there.
There's no way this team is like that team.
Oh, hell no. We know that.
So we ain't even going to play that game.
No, that team was insanely good.
But listen, Philadelphia isn't invincible. Like, they showed some major flaws last week in Houston.
What's their weakness? Like, he said, I'm not sold on them. He said, I'm not sold on them. He's not sold, and you're not sold. What's
their weakness? Their weakness is stopping a run.
Which is what Dallas has been doing now.
Like what we saw with the Ravens. Like, they don't have a outstanding middle linebacker that's kind of tying the front end and the back end together. You saw Pierce run on them. I believe, haven't they played Chicago? I don't know if they played Chicago. I know Pierce from the Texans was running all through them. And you talk about a young quarterback, no weapons. They had no weapons up. So they're not by any – it's no dominant team. Like, the most dominant team in football – potentially is Kansas City and Buffalo when healthy, right? And, you know, we know they won't be totally whole because it's no Micah Hyde this year. But it's those two teams and everybody else, right? So for me, I wouldn't be surprised if Dallas beats Philadelphia. But then again, I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants beat Dallas, right? Because we've seen that matchup.
So you think there's a lot more parity than we think. Even though 8-0, but there's still parity.
I think that division has a bloated record
because of who
they're playing. Yeah. And they're playing each other, but they're also outside of playing each other, they have soft schedules outside the weakest in all of football. So that whole division has bloated numbers because they haven't played anybody that we think are great outside of the division.
The Eagles play the Bears December 18th. So that'll be interesting to see, because we know that what they have become with
Justin
Fields.
They're carbon copies of each other. So it's amazing,
the
right?
The way they run.
Because when I look at Dak Prescott, Fields, and Hurts, I look at them like they're very similar. Like, I don't know what the basketball equivalent to be, but they're pretty much almost the same players. One's just a little bit more athletic. The two, of course, are more athletic and better runners than Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott might be slightly a better thrower, but they are relatively, as far as talent-wise, about the same type of quarterback.
Dak's bigger, too, right? Isn't he taller? Like,
no,
bigger?
No. Dak's like 6'1", maybe.
Hurts seems bigger than
Hurts. Hurts is 6'1".
Is he? Why does he seem
smaller? And Hurts is way stronger than both of them.
Yeah, you could see the build on him.
So right. I mean, he's a 600-pound squatter, right?
Yeah, right.
Dak looks a little soft, right? Hurts, I mean, feels kind of like in between both of them. He's still growing into his body, but they're pretty much a carbon copy. They're all 6 feet. They're all about 215, 210 to 220 tops. In size, speed, arm strength, all about the same.
So Jimmy Johnson feels good about the Cowboys, not sold on the Eagles, which, again, I mean, you're not either. There's always a weakness. You look at the schedule ahead and you wonder, where's it going to be? When's that O got to go,
Titans.
Right? It's amazing to think that the Eagles, 17-0, ESPN Football Power Index, 7% chance to go undefeated. They are favored, I think, in all the games remaining. So, remains to be seen. We got your calls coming up next. Stay with us. Barton Hahn.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.